T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where I am with this Celtics team,
right?
Because I don't remember ever feeling like this about any team in this city. I hope they lose by 40.
Wow.
You guys popping off like, Philly can't beat us. Like, we're sitting here. We faced them in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if we're home or the road. We handle Philly. They know they can't beat us. Like, it's just, this team is underperformed all year. They're a very difficult team to like. I don't know how you can like them. And they're still cocky, like they've accomplished something.
So you're rooting for them to lose tonight?
I wouldn't be upset at all.
He's become menace before our very eyes here. It's unbelievable. Yeah. They blow and they suck.
They deserve it.
Yeah. Thank you.
They deserve it.
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
No, I know you're serious, and I get it. I think there are some fans out there.
You tell me, Lou.
That are kind of pissed off at this thing, because you go into this game tonight, they're so cocky about this game. Okay, you've had the Phillies' number. You've been good against the Sixers. You better win tonight, by the way, if you're this cocky about it.
You say that a lot. I've heard you say that.
Cocky?
You better win. I don't know how many times you said over the last probably since the All-Star break.
And they usually lose.
Yes. Right. You send them a message.
Yeah. There's no message.
It doesn't matter.
They don't have the balls to back it up.
They better win. Those players, they don't deal well with threats.
Well, you know
what? You can't threaten them.
They have been good against Philly because they usually get the lead, and so they're good front runners. But even if they face some adversity tonight in this game, I'm a little worried about this one. I don't know about losing by 40. But they could have some issues.
Write the excuse now.
I hope they lose by 40.
Write the excuse now, because there will be some sort of excuse,
Gordon, I'll give it
Gordon
to you.
We didn't have Gordon.
Look it up. Gordon Hayward played well the last time they played.
It's just one of those games where you're like, all right, I'm not going to push Al Horford.
Yeah.
So, down 20 going into halftime, and then Embiid just blows up again still. But it's just Horford's not right, maybe. I don't know. But Hayward's out. I don't know. It'll be some kind of an excuse.
Horford is not that guy.
Here's the advantage, though. Philly played last night on the road. So they played last night in Charlotte, flew back to Philadelphia, didn't get an awful lot of sleep. They have an advantage tonight. Boston, even without Hayward, they have an advantage tonight.
So they should win.
They should win tonight because they play well against this team.
But what about Philly, though? So if you're Philly, you have a lot to prove.
It's a big game for Philly.
Okay, perfect. So
huge,
it's a big game for both.
But they have no balls either.
They don't against the Celtics.
No.
And Horford usually has a good game, usually beats up on Embiid.
I think Philly has got a lot of talent. You could argue they've got the best starting five out there, but they lack something. There's something missing
for
the Sixers. And they've been playing well lately.
When two teams both lack the same thing.
This is a big game for them.
Who ends up winning?
What's the difference? No balls.
No heart, no balls.
We got heart. This team
so the Celtics
heart.
Have no balls, and the Sixers have no heart.
Well, the difference to me, like Tobias Harris, we'll see. He was a ghost in that game last time they played.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was very good the first two or three games in Philly. Then all of a sudden Boston shows up, and he didn't.
Yeah, it was his third game back.
Yeah, he was atrocious in this game. But when they signed him, it was like, okay, this is a guy that spreads the court out a little bit for them, gets Redick a few more open shots. He can actually shoot from the outside, something that they need. A score, and he didn't do anything in that game.
But here's what I don't like, the throwing in the towel right now with Kyrie's talking about, doesn't matter what seed we are or whatever. Because here's what happens. This team already, anytime they face a rough moment in a game, they seem to wilt. What happens if they're playing in Indiana, and we're all sitting there going, you want to beat Indiana, you want to get home court advantage, and you're up by 14 to 15. Indiana Pacers go on a run. What are they going to say to themselves? Are they going to fight through that run? Because this Celtic team doesn't fight through
very
anything.
Nope. Mentally tough
for a
gonna,
while.
No, what they're going to do
for a while.
What they're going to do is they're going to justify it by saying it's okay if we're the number 5 seed, and I'm going to.
Well, that's
some
my
games
point.
Off.
So Philly's got something to prove.
You should.
Because I would say this is your one chance. If you're giving a pregame pep talk, I mean, this team has had your number. You're letting this team that is so inconsistent and all over the place. You're going to let them go. Someone needs to get a mean on. You need to get, somebody needs to break the water cooler and throw a table or do something.
I like short-term goals. I like teams to have short-term goals because that's, and the Patriots do this all the time, as you know, quarter of the season.
Yeah, it's
the Patriot way.
It's only the first fill in the next.
It's just, you know, it's just pushing off the inevitable.
It's cap and shirt day.
No, you're right. It's like pushing off the inevitable. You just, we're going to push it forward because we know right now we're not that good. So now we know what I'm going to do. I'm going to downplay these games.
Yeah.
Because I know we're not playing well, and I know we're not going to do well.
Right.
It's almost, it's like LeBron sitting there saying, you know what, I don't need to win another championship. You know what? So it's just, he's setting it up.
That one right there made me the greatest player of all time.
They'll have to, you know, put up or shut up come playoff time. If that's the way they're all going to feel, like they can just flip the switch, then maybe that's the point when people start getting really disappointed on this team when reality sets in and they're going home.
And LeBron's missing one point. And that is that if he doesn't win another championship, and that's a possibility for the rest of his career because he's getting up there in age, he loses that argument of the greatest player. He thinks he's already won it. He thinks he's above MJ. I'm telling you, if he doesn't win and if he continues on with a team that you look at and say they're not even a 500 team, they're not a playoff team. Imagine if he misses the playoffs over the next couple of years, that the Lakers can't get a player that they can plug in there to win games. Is anybody going to consider LeBron the greatest player over Michael Jordan?
No, they're going to trade LeBron James.
Huh? They're going to trade him away?
They need to trade him.
I think Kobe said that, too. I think he talked about doing that as well. Eddie's in a car. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, I got two things. Listen, the problem with the Celtics is the problem they've had all year long. They have played this whole season with no sense of urgency. It's like, we'll get it next week, or don't worry, we'll get him in the playoffs.
Awesome. I tell you what, the calls today, I'm just going to start hanging up. Listen, I'm going to hang up on you. I am. Ryan, you're going to help me with this because my arms can't reach the hang-up button. If you call in, don't talk out of a can. Don't talk on speaker.
Don't sneeze.
Don't sneeze. Definitely don't sneeze.
Somebody wanted to sneeze today. Sneeze on our airway. You want to sneeze on somebody else's airway.
And do not blame the gross domestic product of some other country.
Go to John.
Pakistan.
I want to go to John in Mattapan.
John is Brady John in Mattapan. Hey, John. Big John. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. Hey, Big John. How you doing, Big John?
Oh,
well,
no,
I'm hoping to hold you guys to a higher standard myself. That's
how about
my
Big
goal
O
for this phone call?
Yeah, okay, Big O.
In my opinion, the word "they" has been thrown around much too loosely. You know, they are doing this, they are saying that. Speaking of the Celtics, right, gentlemen?
Yes, Big John.
I did say before, and I'll say it again, that Danny Ainge is not going to say or do anything to impact Kyrie's marketability. So as that goes, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to call you guys at some point after July, and when I call you after July 2nd, whatever it is, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are still going to be wearing green uniforms, okay?
In the summertime? Why?
Yeah, after July 2nd, they will still be wearing green uniforms.
Okay, no trade. Yes, I got it. Go ahead.
And at some point, if we are blessed with enough time, my feeling is, at this point, we should see both of those numbers up in the rafters at some point. Because I'm telling you guys,
have you watched Tatum in the last John, have you watched Tatum in the last month?
Big O. Listen
Big
to
John,
me, Big O.
Have you watched him?
Huh?
He's shooting 17% now in the last nine games.
Big
from 3-point territory.
I saw a team Monday night, right? Show up and play 4 minutes of defense.
Right.
And then you're going to tell me that's a team?
Yeah, but Tatum's not playing defense.
You're running around in a circle. Be a little more honest with yourselves. Don't say they are doing this. Say Kyrie is doing this. And
yeah,
that.
I would say this, John.
They're a team.
Get a little more credibility with what you're saying.
Yeah, but John, when you keep on throwing around because you think that Tatum, and you've said this all along, and Jaylen Brown are going to be Hall of Famers, and I'm telling you right now, what would concern me even more so is that New Orleans is looking at the play, certainly of Tatum, and they're concerned about giving up Davis for a guy like Tatum.
Can I please speak to that, Bill?
Go ahead.
You and I both know, gentlemen.
Yes.
Don't speak for me.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking for myself, but I know you will agree with this.
Go.
No matter whether you come out of high school or you go to college for 4 years, it takes 3 years to get an NBA body. Isn't that true?
To get an NBA body?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get in the gym for about 6 months, and I got my beach body. I don't know why I need that much time. Just change your diet, work out four times a week, you know?
Zion
get lots of sleep, drink plenty of water.
Zion Williamson's got an NFL body already.
Thanks, John.
Hi, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Sick of John. Everybody's sick of John now.
I love John, but, boy, I tell you what, He's an old school
caller,
isn't he? It's
the same theme, though.
He's an old school caller.
No, he's not that old school.
He's not my generation.
It's the same theme.
Bingo.
He's very positive.
Bingo.
He's very positive.
You guys had a personal relationship, didn't you? Is that why you have so much patience with him?
Wasn't there many big O's right there?
Nah, I think we shamed him a little bit.
Two, actually.
Only two? Only he only got two awards?
Oh, that's not even close. Usually, 30 or 40 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Joel. Big Joel in Connecticut. Hi, Joel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Or is it Joel?
No, just Joel.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Thinking about, how about Marcus Morris? I mean,
senior. Marcus Morris, senior.
But I think we should resign him.
No, I'm not. I'm done with Marcus Morris.
I think he's on his way out.
The thing is, because Jaylen Brown, I used to love him, but I think we should honestly, just let him go now. And
have you watched Celtics basketball for the last month?
I've seen him Tatum, and true, he hasn't done as bad lately.
No, I'm talking about Jaylen Brown. Over the last month, if we're going to consider Jaylen Brown versus Marcus Morris Sr., who would you say has played better in the last month?
Well, in the last month, I hate to say this, but to be honest, I'd say Jaylen Brown, yes.
Okay, good. All right.
So why'd you want to get rid of him?
Oh, my God. I can't do it anymore. Stop. Hang up on him, please.
Jesus.
What is wrong with you?
I have nothing to do with it.
Why are you being polite to the caller? Why are you just so nice?
Do me a favor.
I think we created a monster. I liked it better when you were a jerk.
Do me a favor.
You brought coffee once, and all of a sudden you've changed into this super nice, patient guy.
Go down the hallway, go in the office, and call his Chuck. I'll take your phone call.
Would you please?
Best caller of the day.
I mean, I definitely would be better. I would definitely have some energy.
It would be the best call of the day.
I want you. Can you listen? Can you be an a-hole for the next, 2 hours?
No, it's not Poirier.
Could you be an a-hole for the next 2 hours?
You could be an a-hole for the next week, 2 weeks.
I could do it for a month if you want.
I don't think you have an in you.
6 months.
You could be condescending. You can be.
Well, that's kind of
an
a-hole, isn't it?
No, that's totally different. I want you to channel your inner Kirk Minahan. That's what I want you to do. I want you to yell at the callers. I want you to scream at them. I want you to demand excellence. Do it. You can do it. You're a tough guy. You've been in this business a long period of time.
Why are you picking
on the
people?
Influence them.
Why are you picking on the people that call the show, that listen to the show? Why don't you pick on somebody who's bigger than that?
I just want some sort of order. I just want some sort of direction.
Why don't you go at Brady?
I want you to give them.
Why don't you go with Tom Brady?
The greatest quarterback of all time? What? Oh, sorry. You're so unattractive today. Who did your hair? Those Uggs are so last season. What do you want me to do? Fourier. Can't pick on him.
You got to get rid of that guy earlier.
You're sleeping at the wheel. He does one good thing, and he thinks he's going to be.
Have you watched the games lately?
They haven't watched the games.
Am I right? Nobody's agreeing with
me? Yeah, I guess he's been.
Cow.
No, you are dumb. So are we missing something with these Celtic fans, these so-called green teamers? Do they actually watch the games, or do they just watch like Tommy's post game show where he's giving the Tommy
a watch? What do they watch? I think the ones that watch don't call. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Right? That guy wants Marcus Morris. He wants to get rid of Jaylen Brown. You tell me. Do you think he's watched the last month?
No.
Have you watched the Celtics?
No.
Are you happy with Marcus Morris' shooting?
No.
Shot selection?
No.
How he's played?
No.
You watched the last month.
No.
Are you pleased with what you saw from Jaylen? Except for the other night when he fell asleep? Yeah, he's been playing great lately. There's no way you could tell me you watched and come up with that kind of comment.
No.
None whatsoever.
No. They like they had a little celebration for IT the other night. It was, by the way, another pickup game last night in the gym.
Yeah,
another pickup game.
Give him some playing time. He won't have to get some exercise in every city he plays in.
Unbelievable. And it's a love-in for him. But, I don't think people are watching this team. I don't. The craziest thing in the world is when people call up and they poo-poo this Anthony Davis like we're talking about some stiff.
This argument is a sham.
It is a sham. Thank you. Mm. Drapes, it is a sham. I mean, you're talking about a great player. You combine him with Kyrie Irving, the chemistry, everything changes.
But okay, we have to get through this. I know. I want to get to this.
You want to
get to
this?
I know
an a-hole.
Can you be one?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I got one.
I want
for
you to channel your inner a-hole.
I got one. He used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and I know why they had so many communication issues
and how
the deal just fell through and he missed the entire year. I figured it out.
Unbelievable.
Because he spoke.
We got an a-hole coming up next.
Selling a little. Or a lot.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, 617-779-7937. Le'Veon Bell, unbelievable. So he sits down, he's going to do this interview. The interview was done with Jenny Ventress. Ventress? Is that what it is?
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever. So he sits down, he does this interview with her, and he's talking about the situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And listen carefully, because he starts by saying nice things about the organization and the people at the top of the organization, then proceeds to just destroy them.
Like, Pittsburgh is a, you know what I'm saying, they're a great organization. You know what I'm saying, they got a great owner, head coach. They kind of treat you like, all right, if you're like, they don't treat you like a human. What I mean by that is, like, I'm an NFL athlete, but it's still, I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I still play video games. I still make music. It's like, they don't want to, like, allow you to be yourself for real. It's like, they want you to be, if you're a Steeler, like, you're literally supposed to be playing football 24/7. You're not supposed to be playing video games and, like, making music, playing basketball. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be working out. It's like, it's not realistic. A lot of things, like, it's not realistic. So if I do say something, if I'm doing something on social media or whatever, that's different than football. It's like not accepted.
Did he make any sense there? He started by praising the organization, the owner, the coach, the whole works, and then proceeded to say they don't treat you like a human. What?
Great organization. They don't treat you like a human, though.
You know what I'm saying? They got a great owner, head coach. They kind of treat you like, all right, if you're like that, like, they don't treat you like a human.
Excuse me, and what am I missing here?
My question
does he
to
think
him,
he's like part of a human trafficking ring? I mean, well, are they?
It sounds that way.
But my question to him would be like, these things you're doing, like outside of football, isn't it important to know when you want to do them?
Yeah, like video games at halftime.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, you know, playing basketball, is it during the season? Is it in the off season? When are you making music? You know, I mean,
during meetings?
Is it? Well, I don't know. Is it during the bye week? Like, I have no idea. Like, so I don't know when he's talking about it. I would think that, you know, if you want to play basketball in the off season, first off, you get hurt. Team's not really happy with you. And it's happened before. Guys have blown out their knees playing basketball and affected the team. But if you want to do music in the off season, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, but the
whole, play video games in the off season or when you're at home after workouts or whatever, I don't see a problem with that either. But I just need to know when, because that sounds unrealistic.
Yeah, and the whole, they don't treat you like a human. I mean, even that statement alone, and maybe you just didn't have the vocabulary to express himself, just that statement alone, they don't treat you like a human. Who do you think, what do you think you're doing? Do you think you're some sort of immigrant worker that's being held against their will and forced to work in the fields? You're a football player. They're treating you more. You travel first class, stay in the best hotels, get lots of free time. You only practice an hour and a half to 2 hours a day.
He didn't show up.
You're home at five.
He didn't show up to work. The guy was not showing up to work, right?
Did you hear his reasoning behind what happened when it came to what happened with him missing the entire year?
I think we have that. right?
Because this is when I heard this, I said, "Oh, no wonder there was he missed a whole year, but no one could understand him."
Yeah, I mean, originally I was just not gonna come week one.
Mm, okay,
that was my original goal, original plan in my head, but it just like happened. Like certain things leading up to week one. Certain things is like, why would you, like, why'd that happen? Like, why would you say that?
Like what?
You know, because it's like, you know what I'm trying to do.
I'm confused.
Like what?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to do. So what? It's like, if you're my teammate, if you're a brother, you know, you're supposed to be on my side. I can't even remember, like, little details or little things that was
happening.
I know what it is. Hold on.
So the player's got upset he didn't there show, and he's like, you know what?
They called him out.
You guys are my brothers. You're calling me out for not being here, but you know what I'm doing here.
Great organization. Like, they don't treat you like a human.
It was less to do about the organization and the GM. It was more to do with that the players, after the first week, were calling him out. That's what it was. So he didn't want to go into the locker room. It was almost like he was pissed off at his teammates for shaming him publicly, and they all knew Pouncey was one of them. There was a bunch of guys calling him out, saying, oh,
yeah, the offensive line was
yeah,
all over.
Yeah, oh, you know, I can't believe you did this to us. So he didn't even show up because of that. That, to me, that makes it worse.
Oh, he didn't treat them like humans.
Oh, my God. So
yeah, you got to make that.
Job to do.
You were embarrassed?
Yeah, and they, guys, you know what I'm doing here.
So they
like, I'm holding out because I want to get more money. And, I mean, the players are sitting there saying, and you know what I'm doing here? I'm not happy. We're a better team with you on the field. I want you here.
That to me, that no wonder. Because I thought it was a communication issue.
Can I make a prediction right now? He's going to be a disaster with the Jets. A disaster. And, by the way, has he figured out yet that he would have made more money had he stayed in Pittsburgh and did the deal with them than he got with the Jets?
Oh, I agree.
Has he figured that out yet?
No, I agree. He just listen, that 14.5, he's never getting back. And for what? The deal that he got? Like, you know, if he got, what did he end up getting? 52.5, whatever it was. If he got 4 years, 52.5 roughly, and I don't care what it could be. That's what it is. We know what the guaranteed monies are. If he got 4 years, like 80, I would sit there and say, wow, he got it all back. Like, I never thought he was going to get that deal. He got the deal he wanted. He got it all back. But he didn't. He turned down $14.5 million he's never going to get back. And oh, by the way, because Glenn, do you remember like when Earl Thomas went down in Seattle and flipped off his whole team,
yeah.
the whole bench in
yeah.
game four, and he said, you know what? This guy's a free agent at the end of the year. He
just
was almost,
lost his big
he was almost traded to Dallas. He lost his big payday. He got 4 years, 55 from Baltimore. He made just as much, if not a few bucks more, than Le'Veon Bell did for sitting out a whole year. How bad could it have been? If he missed the whole year, how bad could he would have taken his $14.5 million? He still would have got paid.
Yeah. No, this is. I just think.
This was all about his teammates. This was. So they asked.
But no, it was about him. He was being selfish.
Well, I know, but his teammates, it was like this unbelievable just disrespect card that they threw at him.
Please.
And because that's what it was.
Please.
Because I remember when this happened, I was like, wow, that's really odd. His teammates are publicly calling him out, knowing exactly what he's trying to do. So why would they do that to him?
I don't know.
Maybe they just really didn't like him, and James Conner started playing a little better, and it's like, well, now I really can't come back now. They don't miss me anymore. Oh, that's despicable.
He became insecure.
That's insecure. That's exactly what it is.
That's
he
it.
Was so insecure.
You don't need
he was
me?
Willing to give up $14 million?
Right.
Oh my God! Here's your pride. I'm gonna cut it up for you. I want you to swallow it one piece at a time.
I'm telling you,
swallow it.
Good luck to these teams. We talk about this all the time. We were, I saw the guy from the covers the Miami Dolphins was what's that guy's name that was talking about the culture, team culture, Omar Kelly.
Omar.
And he was making fun of the New England Patriots and this whole culture thing. It's got nothing to do with the culture. It's Brady and it's Belichick, and they're the best at what they do.
What? I'm sorry.
And Mike Lombardi went at him on Twitter and said, you just don't understand.
You're not even worth the time to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right, basically.
You don't understand what culture is all about. And I think this is happening with some of these players right now. So you see this guy go to the Jets, good luck. Team's going to suck. He's going to get miserable. Players are going to get pissed off at him. He's going to be playing the video games. And he's not going to be treated like a human again, okay? Antonio Brown, let's see what happens out there. Oh, they just added Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, to the That'll Raiders.
That was his good friend, remember? They were good friends. He used to beat the crap out of him, remember, when they were in the division? And then you've got this one with Odell Beckham Jr. Have you guys seen this? So originally when he got traded to Cleveland, he was saying all the right things. And then there was one line, it was a bittersweet moment, he said, or something like that. But now he's put a social media post that's out there. It's a little bit strange, and now he's deleted it.
Instagram.
An Instagram thing. And it's pretty bizarre when you read through it. I love you all so much for the ones that follow and support. I thank you for all of that. I'm taking an emotional, mental, physical, blah, blah, blah vacation. Jeez. I'm reading it word for word. I appreciate the love, honestly. But at this moment, for the next couple days, I'm going dark. I won't be around. Phone is gone, with all due respect. Please don't text, call, FaceTime, unless it's of the utmost importance. I really need some time to vibe.
Then he says,
That's a Chris Forsberg word.
Some vibe,
I need to vibe and just get away, process, reevaluate some of the things in my life. As much has changed for me recently. I'm doing amazing things. And he goes on and on and on. And now the word comes out today that apparently he's not happy about this deal to Cleveland. And all along, all he wanted was a new deal. This is a guy who just signed a 5-year deal for $74 million, right? He wants a new deal. So now he's not happy going to Cleveland.
Well, I tell you what these guys are, you know, when they sign their new deal, they're well aware that it's only really 2 or 3 years, right?
So they're happy.
They get the guaranteed money. And after a couple years on that current deal, and this is where Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham are very similar, you know, high-end talent. They realize that they only have 1 year left of guaranteed money. So they want a new deal, right? The rest isn't guaranteed. Lock me up right now. So I don't know if Odell felt like he was making ground with the Giants for an extension a year after. I have no idea why he would be upset about this, especially going to an up-and-coming team, you know, with good young quarterback. His buddy Jarvis Landry is on that team. I don't know why he would be upset.
Apparently he's not happy. Apparently, the report's out there that he now regrets what happened in all of this. What are we talking about?
Well.
So you cause problems, you cause some issues. Your team finally says, we've got to move on. And they do. And then this is what happens. And now you regret it? And I don't know what Le'Veon Bell's doing. Maybe he's doing the exact same thing. But good luck with him with the Jets. I say the same thing about this guy, Odell Beckham Jr., with Cleveland. First-year coach. Interesting characters. Let's see how it all works out. It might be a little shaky out of the gate. A lot of talent, but sometimes we've seen this before, have we not? With Boston Celtics, you can have an awful lot of talent, but the chemistry doesn't necessarily work. And then the other one, Antonio Brown, with Oakland, with Vontaze Burfict right now, and maybe a new quarterback, or maybe the same quarterback. Who the hell knows?
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
The only thing I'm hoping for, please, NFL, HBO, the Oakland Raiders for Hard Knocks. If you want an audience,
go with
the Oakland Raiders.
It's absolutely going to be.
Gotta be.
So, yeah, was it Mayock that came out? I believe Burfict's at the trade, you know, I mean, at the draft, rather. He was still an analyst saying that he would take Burfict off his board.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he's a good player. Then the whole thing with Burfict and Antonio Brown.
Yep.
All of a sudden now they've cleared the air. They're fine. They're good.
Is it worth it to bring a guy like that in for
so
1 year?
Antonio Brown
dirtiest player in the league, right?
He's trashing Ben Roethlisberger, but now he's good friends with Burfict.
Yes.
Vontaze. Okay, just check.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Dirtiest player in the league.
Yeah, bring him in.
And you're bringing him in for 1 year. It's not like you're getting this great player for the next 3 or 4 years. You're bringing in the dirtiest player in the league who already had an issue with Antonio Brown. And I know he's saying all the right things now. We're going to be best friends, yada, yada, yada. I mean, again, I go back to that culture and what the guy said. Culture is important. Chemistry is important. Having the right mix of guys are important. These are great names. These are great, you know, fantasy football names that we're tossing out. I would question all of these guys in their new location. All right, we're right back to your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
I bet here in OMF we were talking about what this Omar Kelly wrote down in Miami about the culture or whatever. I don't think he gets it. Because the culture with the Patriots, and granted, I mean, Belichick started that culture. Having a quarterback who is a bona fide leader on your team and having him around for as long as he's been around and having the success that he's had so that other players can look at it and say, oh, that's Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback.
Guys?
That plays all into it. I get it. But the culture is how they work every day, what the interaction is every single day. That's why you can I laugh at these teams like Oakland and Cleveland and these other teams that are trying to put it together with space shots because you don't have that culture yet.
See, I don't necessarily blame him because he covers the Dolphins. So he has no idea what he's talking about, right? As far as
he's never seen it.
He's never seen it. He doesn't know what it looks like. So when you come out and say that the Patriots don't have culture, they just have a good coach and a good quarterback. Well, who do you think creates a culture in an organization? Well, how can you say they don't have it's not culture, it's just a good coach. The coach creates a culture. You think the culture changed at Fenway Park when Alex Cora came in as opposed to John Farrell? Like how can you say they don't have a culture change or they don't have a culture, it's the coach. Yeah, they're the same thing. You don't think Bill Belichick has created a culture down there?
Yeah, and
at all.
And it's really.
I mean, then again, he doesn't know what it looks like. He doesn't know what it means because he's never experienced.
I was gonna say, define it for me.
He doesn't. He can't because he isn't. He thinks it's a myth. He says it's one of the biggest cliches in sports.
Yeah.
There aren't many organizations that have great culture. Right, the ones that do it, and he says it's because they're successful. Well, there's a reason.
Well, not over a 20-year period. I can look at the San Antonio Spurs and tell you the consistency.
But the coach is the
right?
one that creates it,
and the owner. I think
and
the
owner
is a big part of it. The owner being able to,
but he thinks it's just about winning.
Yeah,
and it's a cliche.
Right,
and again, he doesn't know any different.
And he's used to Wayne Huizenga and now Stephen Ross down there.
And
in Miami.
This is why all these other teams grab these Patriot coaches and they instantly try to create the same culture.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's not that it doesn't work, but there's a couple important pieces missing. That doesn't mean you can't have good leadership. It can't mean you don't have good practice habits. You know, all of that can still exist.
But it takes
a
while.
And I would say,
you don't just do it instantly.
It does.
Right.
Because it has to be, you have to raise it. You have to develop it. And then here's the thing with the Patriots, and they've almost lost it a couple times. Sometimes there's gaps between old guys leaving, new guys coming in. And if you can trace it and pay attention, Bill has done an unbelievable job of always having a bridge guy with like an older guy that's leaving paired with a younger guy that he knows is going to take over. And you can always identify those guys because they end up doing interviews. They let him talk. Then he makes them a captain. And then they give him a nice extension to contract, right?
Yeah,
because
sure, let's go
they
that
know
one.
Those are the guys that are carrying the torch. So the message that Willie McGinnis and Brewski and all those guys, they developed that culture. And then the fact that they were able to carry it along this long is amazing.
I give you a shout out for you.
So let me read some of these, Omar Kelly. If culture was so important, why wouldn't the Dolphins keep Danny Amendola, who knows the Patriots' culture could help implement it?
Stupid statement.
Because
Danny
culture
Amendola
is smoke and mirrors. For buy-in, do it my way. That BS works when you're winning, can produce results. If not, players tune you out. Well, because Danny Amendola did not create the culture here in New England.
He's not the culture creator.
No, he's he's a bit part. He's a passing through guy, a stopgap guy.
I think Omar
won't have an issue.
Well, if he covered Amendola, he should talk about this subject with Danny Amendola. Is there a culture up in New England? You think Danny would say, nah, it's a bunch of BS? What do you think he would say? Yeah, there absolutely is.
Well, wait a minute.
And it's Bill Belichick.
Do you
remember that culture?
Do you remember
locker room?
Do you remember Danny Amendola's comments when he left here? He was all excited about going down and playing for Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be fun time.
Yes.
So he wasn't bringing the New England culture to Miami. He was going to South Beach to open up and party a little bit. That's what it sounded like to me. He wasn't really bringing that culture down there.
And it's so funny because I've been on, four teams. And I remember when I went to Washington, the first team I played for when I left New England. And it was insane how disjointed they were and how unorganized they were, not only as a team as far as, you know, practice and message and everything else, but just that
You had Joe Gibbs in there, right?
Yeah, but which I thought would be good.
Yeah, but except the NFL had passed them by 10 years previous.
Yeah, but it was almost like here's this unwritten rule in the locker room of this is the way we do things. It's not on any board. There's no message. Nobody gives you a pamphlet of standard operating procedures. But it's, hey, this is the way we do things. And you notice it when you go into the weight room. Okay, what are the rules and how does it work with the radio? Who gets to play it? Okay, what do we do as far as getting to meetings? Okay, what do we do when we're running? Okay, how are we carrying ourselves on the road? Is everyone wearing a suit? Okay, what happens when somebody's late? All those are unwritten, managed and created by the players.
That's a tough question.
So the coach tries to put the right players in there to develop that culture. The fact, when I saw this, I was like Michael Lombardi also. If you know you can notice culture is when you go from a good team to a crappy team or a crappy team to a really good team. Because if you're on a crappy team, like I was in Seattle, where there was no way of doing business. It was just random. Everybody fend for themselves. And then I got to this here to the Patriots, and I was like amazed at how well-oiled of a machine it was, how everybody knew what they were supposed to do. You knew who the leaders were, even if they didn't have a C on their jersey. You just knew everything. You didn't go to Bill.
Yeah, what is that called?
It's called, hold on. I'm going to try and say it. I don't want to mess this one up either. Culture.
Right. So, Mike Lombardi, it's funny because he retweeted this tweet from Athletic Director U. Says culture isn't one thing, it's everything. It's not just one person, it's everyone. Everyone in the team creates a culture. It's your culture. Own it. Make it great. And he just tweeted above it, someone needs to read this.
Don't be the fat guy at the buffet line and eats fast.
He should have tagged Omar Kelly, but when he says it isn't one thing, it's not just one person, you know, I would agree, but you still need that leader of it. And that leader is Bill Belichick.
Right.
And what he asks of these players and the type of player he goes and gets. Now, he has those leaders to implement it as well, as you pointed out, Christian. You know, you've still got your McCourty's, your Hightowers, your Chung, your Brady, Edelman, Gronk. You have these guys to implement it, you know, to now be the, you know, I send it down to you. You kind of cultivate it amongst the team and your peers. But to say that's no such thing and it's a cliche.
Well, you know, it's from a guy that, like you said,
doesn't know what it looks like.
Other coaches have come by and said the same thing from Nick Saban to Mike Sherman to, Adam Gase and now Brian Flores.
There's been
other ones that I've missed. But as far as the Miami Dolphins are concerned, there's been coaches that have tried, you know what, we're going to start from scratch. We're going to change the culture. That's what they all say. We're going to change the culture. Well, most players fight it. Because they like doing what they want, and they don't want to be told what to do.
See,
and they're not willing to go through the pain and sacrifice to get to the point where, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is the way we're supposed to be doing things.
But see, the big part of culture is to establish it from the ownership on down. And you're right, Lou. Belichick, those players know when they walk in that locker room that Belichick's in charge.
Thanks, Glenn.
That Belichick is secure in his job, that there is no way that the owner is moving him out. So if you want to cross the couch, okay, you're not going to win. You're going to lose. There are many teams out there in which you hear and feel some of the friction between the ownership, the general manager, and the coach. And if I'm a player and I want to go my own way, it's easy. I can push that coach around because I know that coach might not last. I'm going to outlast that coach. There isn't a single person in that locker room, including Tom Brady, and he has said this publicly, that knows that they're more secure than Bill Belichick, and that they can push Belichick around. They can't, and they all know it.
Brady's a human being.
And that's culture. And this guy's got no clue. He writes down, he goes, and y'all fans, y'all? Is that like a southern thing?
Y'all fans. Bless your heart.
Buy that culture bull bleep like suckers every time. Just like NFL teams sell players about this team bull bleep. Yeah, it's about the team till they can squeeze some money out of you. I don't know where he's going there. Or you want to, or want to trade you for an asset. Woo.
I'm gonna do an exercise with you guys real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. I like
so
exercise.
Give me, doesn't matter what sport,
push ups.
Give me a team with a bad culture.
The Oakland Raiders over the years have had a terrible culture.
Excellent.
It doesn't matter. Baseball, basketball, it doesn't matter. Or give me ones that have good cultures. Give me
well, they're
one.
Usually teams that win, but I would say it has to do a lot to do with the coach.
Is it just?
I'd say Popovich down in San Antonio. Absolutely. Now he mentioned him, but he said it's all about talent. Okay, but I would say this year,
I can't believe you guys skipped the Steelers. The Steelers,
poor, awful culture,
terrible. It's insane how bad it is.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about good culture.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was
because I mean, I look at San Antonio and they got the same record as the Celtics this year. Right. Are they as talented? I don't think so.
Well, he brings
because Pop creates a culture,
and there's
there
also
winning.
Teams with good culture, good dynamics. They just don't have talent,
right?
But they like each other. They get along. There's no fighting. There's no bitching and complaining. I would say because there's tons
I'd say
of examples.
Cincinnati is a mess. Is a Marvin mess. Lewis. Hey, I look at the coach. The coach to me creates culture.
Who can I walk
on
over?
This team.
Hey, Ryan, and do me a favor. See if you can find Omar Kelly, and probably after the Patriots lost in Miami, be the best place to find it, where he kind of rips the Patriots. The reason I say that, he says, and you all fans fall for it every single time. You want to know what wins in pro sports? Talent and then coaching. When the two get married, Patriots, Spurs, Steelers, you get winning, not culture. I guarantee you that he's written this, and I know a lot of people have nationally over the years. Nobody is sitting there saying that over the years the Patriots have had the most talented teams. If that were the case, they would own the Pro Bowl. They would own the All-Pro because those
thing.
Are your best players, the most talented guys. They don't own those spots. Why? Because they don't have necessarily the most talented. They have the best culture, the best winning culture. They have the best coach, and they have the best
quarterback. Why do you think that the Detroit Lions grabbed so many Patriot players and they gave so much money to Trey Flowers? Well, so because, okay, you need allies.
Yeah.
If you're Matt Patricia, you need allies.
Trying to create something. I'm not sure what that word is, but you're trying to create something.
It starts with a C.
Can I give you
bad? Does not end with a T.
I'll give you bad culture. Somebody just picked it up on the, giving them credit on the text line. A team that has had as much talent as any team in the National Football League over the last 15 or 20 years, kept the same coach, had the same owner. He's been around since the NFL started. His family has. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Culture.
I mentioned them.
Why? Culture's been awful.
You mentioned them.
Did you mention that?
Yeah, how about this one?
Well, I'm seriously, every time they would a troubled child, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago, somebody troubled in the draft, they would draft them. Yeah. And they're like the worst place for this team to go to because they are an absolute train wreck.
Yeah. How about this one? I'm going to shock you with this one. So be careful. Hold on to your seat.
Please don't say Cincy.
No. This is a basketball team, and they're right in your backyard. Tons of talent, terrible culture. They have a crap.
The main red clause.
It's your Boston Celtics, everybody. Yes, Green Teamers. Your Boston Celtics have a ton of talent, and we've been talking about it. We mentioned Brad Stevens. We talk about some people need to look at him, how he's allowing this to happen. You have all this inconsistency. You have guys speaking out of turn. There's no standard operating procedure. Everybody does what they want. When you find a team with a bad culture, you have guys that are selfish. You have guys that just are out for themselves.
Can I give you a team that's had a great culture over the years that deals with baseball, and they have not necessarily had the greatest players? They certainly have not had the most money to spend. Matter of fact, most years they have the least money to spend, and that is the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
Culture's been great. Dealing with Friedman when he was there as the general manager, Joe Maddon, and on and on, and Cash. Right, Dave Cash. They have developed a great culture. Young players who get it, who understand what you do to be a Tampa Bay Ray. Talent? Oh, please. Where do they rank in talent in Major League Baseball, though?
No, it is. To me, the culture starts with the coach and goes up to ownership. And if you don't think it exists, then you've been watching the Miami Dolphins for all these years, and you don't know what it looks like. That's the only reason I can give them other than maybe just a strictly a troll job. And he just wanted people to talk about him, which we're doing. But if he really believes it, then it's just you've been a fan for the Dolphins.
Can I go back?
And you're sort of throwing it out. You're trying to diminish kind of what a team like New England is doing. You know what I mean? Because you're tired of it. Oh, I'm so tired about the culture and Patriot way. And so now, I'm going to say there's no such thing. They just have great players. When you're absolutely right, I mean, year in, year out, we sit there when it gets to the second round of the playoffs, when it gets to the postseason, and people start ranking rosters. If you were to take Tom Brady out of the mix, Patriots aren't in the top two.
Top two?
Top three?
Top 10?
Well, I'm just saying, in the AFC. I'm talking about this year. Chargers? Remember when they played them?
Right.
Better roster.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs, better roster.
Yeah.
I mean you hear it all the time. The Los Angeles Rams, all the time with the Patriots. So to just say it's about great players, it hasn't been for the Patriots. They got a great quarterback. There's no question about it. But what about the rest of the guys?
So I'll go back to what we were originally talking about. If that's Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets, and I'm not sure the culture there is going to be good for him. Odell Beckham Jr. going to Cleveland, first-year coach, some strange players that are talented, there's no question, but I'm not sure where they lie as good teammates or whatever, and the Oakland Raiders, where Antonio Brown is going there. If you take one of those players that's a little bit eccentric, that's a little bit outrageous, that wants to go his own way, and that's what these guys are all about, you put him in a good culture, where the personality of that team is already established, where the leaders are already on that team, that player will thrive. That player will be forced to deal within the parameters that have already been established with that team. You put him with the Jets, you put him with a Cleveland Browns team, as talented as they are, still they haven't found their culture yet, or an Oakland Raiders team or a Cincinnati Bengals team, good freaking luck. And that's why the Patriots can bring these players mm-hmm. in. Randy Moss is the prime example. Everybody talks about and Randy Moss being a great player here. Do people remember before he got here in both Minnesota and in Oakland, he was quitting on his team?
Who this is? What you know?
He was quitting. He was basically throwing the towel, and he walked off of a playoff game one time before the game was over, off the field. So these guys, once they got here, Randy Moss was totally different until...
Relax, homie.
Until... The odometer hit 100,000 miles, and he finally said, screw it, I don't want to be here.
It's a loser's mentality that wants to be dismissive because they can't figure out why they can't get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So they dismiss it, they downplay it, they make fun of it. Yet
if we're as good at players as can't Patriots, establish we'd it themselves. Be the Patriots. Yeah. If we're as good as players them.
No. Not the case.
But I think if you get one of these guys, these so-called, I wouldn't call them troubled guys, but they go their own way, and you put them on a team that already has established culture.
Two other stiffs, as we call them.
You're going to be fine. You put them in one of these stiff teams, one of these teams that doesn't have culture, good luck. They're going their own way. They're going to establish your culture. And I'm not sure you want Le'Veon Bell's culture or Antonio Brown or OBJ or any of these other guys. All right, back to the phone call, 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.